Welcome to episode 986 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Pauline epistles are the 13 letters written by the Apostle Paul that are included in the canon of Scripture. Among these are three pastoral epistles: 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus. All three are letters from an old man at the close of his ministry, who is concerned for his successors in the pastorate. Paul likely wrote his letter to Titus around AD 63 to 66. This time frame is after his first imprisonment in Rome, and before his final imprisonment, which led to his martyrdom around AD 67. The letter was probably composed during Paul's travels after his release from Roman imprisonment, possibly while he was in Macedonia or Nicopolis. The letter to Titus was written during a period when Paul was actively overseeing the organization and establishment of Christian churches in various regions. Paul had left Titus on the island of Crete to continue the work of establishing and strengthening the church there. Crete was known for its cultural challenges, including widespread dishonesty, immorality, and rebellion against authority. The young Christian community needed guidance to develop strong leadership, maintain the apostolic teaching, and live out their faith in a challenging cultural environment. The letter from Paul to his protege, Titus, responded to these needs. Titus was a Gentile, most likely of Greek origin, who came to faith in Christ through Paul's ministry. Drawn to the work of the gospel, Titus became one of Paul's trusted co-workers, traveling with him and Barnabas from Antioch to Jerusalem. Acts 15 verse 2 mentions other believers, or certain other of them. Titus is likely included among these. Titus's rise to prominence can probably be attributed to his involvement with the Jerusalem Council, the Corinthians, Crete, and other collaboration with Paul. The Jerusalem Council, held around 49 or 50 AD, was a crucial meeting of early Christian leaders in Jerusalem, including the apostles and elders, to address the controversy over whether Gentile converts needed to follow Jewish laws, particularly circumcision, to be saved. The council concluded Gentiles were saved by faith in Jesus alone, and were not required to adhere to the full Mosaic law, a decision that affirmed the gospel's inclusivity. This outcome helped unify the early church, allowing the message of grace to spread freely among Jewish and Gentile believers. During that council, Titus stood as a compelling example of a Gentile transformed by faith in Christ, demonstrating circumcision was not necessary for salvation. Titus later served in the church at Corinth. While on Paul's third missionary journey, which took place during AD 53 to 57, Paul traveled to Troas, where he had hoped to see Titus. When they did not meet there, Paul went on to Macedonia, and Titus eventually joined him in Philippi, with encouraging news about the church in Corinth. Titus then returned to Corinth, delivering the letter of 2 Corinthians, and organizing a collection for struggling believers in Jerusalem. Scripture says Titus had a God-given love for the Corinthian believers. In fact, in returning to Corinth, Titus went, with much enthusiasm, and on his own initiative. Later, Paul and Titus traveled together to Crete, an island in the Mediterranean known for its vibrant trade and diverse population, where Paul left Titus to continue the ministry. Titus was tasked with maintaining sound doctrine and completing the organizational work that remained, including appointing elders in every town. Eventually, Paul sent two of his trusted associates to relieve Titus of his duties on Crete. Artemas was a co-worker of the apostle. Tychicus was a trusted companion and messenger of Paul, mentioned in several New Testament books, who was sent to deliver letters to various churches and provide support. When both men arrived in Crete to take over the ministry, Paul called Titus to join him in Nicopolis, located in western Greece. Tradition holds that Titus was actually born in Crete in the early decades of the 1st century AD. Before he met Paul, he had a background steeped in the Greco-Roman culture of his homeland, which was characterized by its philosophy, polytheistic beliefs, and a reputation for moral laxity. As a young man, he may have been well-educated and familiar with both Greek thought and rhetoric, which would have prepared him for his later role as a leader and communicator in the early Christian church. And being of Greek origin made his role significant, especially during debates about the necessity of following Jewish customs for Gentile converts. Titus was highly trusted by Paul, and was often sent on important missions. In Titus chapter 1 verse 4, Paul refers to him as "my true son in our common faith," indicating a deep spiritual bond and trust. Titus played a key role in organizing and strengthening the early Christian communities. He was instrumental in dealing with complex situations, such as the issue of the Corinthian church's behavior and the collection of funds for the Jerusalem church. Paul left Titus in Crete to oversee the establishment of church leadership and to correct issues within the church there. This task indicates that Titus was capable of handling difficult and significant responsibilities within the church. Titus had a reputation for integrity and was respected both by Paul and by the communities he served. Paul commended him for his earnestness and faithfulness in his duties. According to 2 Timothy 4 verse 10, Titus later went to Dalmatia, a region on the eastern coast of the Adriatic Sea, to continue his ministry work. Titus is depicted as a steadfast, reliable leader and a capable organizer, deeply committed to the mission of spreading the gospel and building up the early Christian church. Tradition suggests that after Paul's death, Titus continued his ministry on Crete. He is believed to have served as the first bishop there, diligently guiding the Christian community, appointing elders, and ensuring sound doctrine. Later traditions also state that Titus lived to an old age and died peacefully on the island. As we reflect on the life and ministry of Titus, it becomes clear that he was much more than just a companion of Paul. He was a model of faithfulness, courage, and dedication in the face of challenging circumstances. The account of Titus's work in the early church, particularly in places like Crete and Corinth, reveals that God can use those who are willing to serve with humility, wisdom, and a heart for his people. Titus's example challenges us to consider our own readiness to serve wherever and however God calls, and to live lives that demonstrate the power of the gospel in action. Several individuals in the Bible share similarities with Titus in their roles, character, and commitment to God's work. Like Titus, Timothy was a close companion and co-worker of the Apostle Paul. Both were entrusted with significant responsibilities in the early church and were tasked with overseeing congregations, addressing false teachings, and establishing leadership. Timothy, a young leader, faced challenges similar to Titus in guiding and instructing believers, often in difficult or contentious circumstances. Both men were known for their faithfulness and dedication to sound doctrine. Barnabas, known as the Son of Encouragement, was another co-worker of Paul, who played a vital role in the early church. Like Titus, Barnabas was involved in difficult and sensitive situations, including reconciling differences between believers and providing support to new converts. Barnabas was also willing to go wherever he was needed, whether it was encouraging the believers in Antioch, traveling with Paul on missionary journeys, or working to resolve conflicts within the church. Silas was a leader in the early Christian community and another trusted companion of Paul. He accompanied Paul on his second missionary journey and faced persecution, including imprisonment in Philippi. Like Titus, Silas demonstrated courage, resilience, and a commitment to spreading the gospel despite challenges. Silas also played a role in delivering and supporting letters to various churches, much like Titus did with the Corinthian church. A co-worker and messenger in the early church, Epaphroditus is another example of someone who, like Titus, was a dedicated servant and messenger in the service of the gospel. Paul described Epaphroditus as a brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who risked his life to serve the church and assist Paul during his imprisonment. Like Titus, Epaphroditus exemplified dedication, courage, and a deep commitment to supporting the early Christian community. These individuals, like Titus, were dedicated to God's work, committed to sound teaching, and willing to face challenges for the sake of the gospel. Their stories provide examples for modern believers of how to serve faithfully, lead wisely, and remain steadfast in difficult circumstances. They also demonstrate that while Titus was impressive, he was not exceptionally unique. Titus's resolute faith and dedication to the gospel serve as an inspiration for all believers. His life exemplifies the transformative power of God's grace and the importance of faithful service within the Christian community. Let us, like Titus, strive to be steadfast, courageous, and committed to God's work, even in the face of challenging circumstances. Father, thank you for the example of Titus, who served with faithfulness, integrity, and courage. Help us to embrace the challenges you place before us, to remain steadfast in our commitment to your truth, and to serve with love and dedication in every area of our lives. May we be found faithful, always ready to follow where you lead, and to reflect your grace and truth in all we do. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.